your word and bless our time together. Send your anointing, God. Move by your power divine. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Today we want to talk about sometimes the show can't go on. Sometimes the show can't go on. There is a saying that goes something like this. The show must go on. Many times the show can go on because there are such things as substitutes, replacements, standbys, understudies, etc. Then there are times that the show can't go on because whoever is missing is so crucial that there is no substitute. There is no replacement. It's pretty difficult to have a wedding ceremony without a bride or a groom. That show can't go on. It's hard to have a boxing match without two opponents. A tennis match without two players or teams. But if you can find replacements for these folks, that show could go on. But sometimes the show can't go on. It can't go on because the person or persons missing are critical to the show. And they cannot be replaced. And St. John 20 verse 9 is very key to understanding why Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Jesus, the other women and disciples expected to find Jesus' body in the grave on Easter Sunday morning. John 20 verse 9 says this, "For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead." It wasn't revealed to them yet. At this point, they did not understand the power, the purpose, and the importance of Jesus' resurrection. They didn't understand all that Jesus came to earth to do and to accomplish could not be fulfilled, would mean nothing if he did not get up out of the grave. Sometimes the show can't go on. As we look at St. John chapter 20, let us consider these three points. The grave, Mary Magdalene's disappointment, and the missing body found. The grave, Mary Magdalene's disappointment, and the missing body found. Now, if you journey to Mark 15, 42 to 47 later, you're going to find out that Mary and the others saw where they laid him. It wasn't like what you hear in some, you know, some theories, the wrong tomb theory. No, they knew where they had laid him. They saw Jesus' body go in the tomb, and they saw the stone rolled up to it. But what is it about this grave? Look at St. John 20, verse 1. Mary Magdalene came early because she wanted to anoint his body properly. Then she saw the stone taken away. Then she ran to Simon and to John and said, "Guess what? They took away the Lord's body out of the grave, and we know not where they laid him." It wasn't revealed to her yet that he was not supposed to be there. Some of us, it hasn't been revealed to us yet that we're looking for Jesus in the wrong place. Somebody keep on going back to the grave and he's not there. Come to let you know today, the grave is only for dead things. If you're looking to live, if you're looking for a new life, don't go to the grave. Look to the hill from whence cometh your help. Look at verse 3. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, they didn't understand either. They ran to the grave. See what Mary was talking about. So Mary probably stayed up too late. She's probably delirious. She can't be serious. Sometimes you got to check it out for yourself. You ever get tired of hearing folk tell you what happened in church? And you said, no, this Sunday I'm going for myself. So they ran both together. The other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulcher. Look at verse 5. And he, stooping down, looking in, saw the linen clothes lying
yet went he not in. I love that because it seemed like Jesus wasn't in a hurry because he's in control. See, when you're in a hurry, you might throw stuff all around your bedroom trying to get dressed. But when you got time and when you're under control, they said, you know, everything was neatly there. Then cometh Simon Peter following him and went into the grave and seeth the linen clothes lie. And the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Now, if somebody come to steal your body, you ain't got time to be neat. They'd be like, they broke you out. Come on. Here's Jesus, like, all right, I did what I had to do. Let me fold this stuff up. I understand somebody says that once you fold your napkin up, it means you're done. It tells the waiter and the waitresses that you're done, that you're not coming back. I wonder why he folded the napkin up. He wasn't coming back. He's never to die again. But I guess when they looked in, they weren't thinking about that. They were so busy thinking that he should have been there. You know, he should have been in the grave. I saw them put him in there. I saw them roll the stones up. I saw them wax it. I saw the guards. But the stone is gone and no body there. Then come a Simon Peter following him, and he saw the napkin that was about his head, not lined with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in the place. He separated the stuff. He put the clothes over here and put the napkin over here. I said, that's deep. He put the stuff separate. Because this is over my head and this is over my body. But now my body's up and my head is up. Just put that stuff just neatly there. Maybe in case somebody else wanted to use it, because he wasn't there that long when I thought about it. I said, you know, he really wasn't in the grave that long. Matter of fact, they said, you know, his body's supposed to stink. It's supposed to rot. And then I said, God, why did they do it? He said, because I want everybody to know that when my son got up, he was in his right mind. Clothed. And in his right mind. Hallelujah. He knew what he was doing. Folding stuff up, lying it down there. Look at verse 7. Verse 8. Then went and also the other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. When John saw it and believed. That's what happens in the church sometimes. Everybody don't believe and see at the same time. That's why you can't get angry with folks. You don't see it yet? You don't believe Jesus yet? Come on, get saved. No. Let them go examine it for themselves. Let them walk in and look around. Let them walk in the Word of God and look around the Word of God for themselves. Just make sure you take them to the Word of God. Look at verse 9. For as yet they knew not the Scripture that he must rise again from the dead, which means it wasn't revealed to them yet. Anybody ever have a fresh revelation? You've been reading the Bible for a long time, and all of a sudden, you had a fresh revelation. But sometimes the show can't go on because the one you need is so critical that you can't find a replacement. Anybody got any junior Jesuses around? Mm-mm. There's only one Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I know there's a lot of thoughts and a lot of ideologies out there, and a lot of folk doing a whole lot of stuff and saying a whole lot of things on the corners of streets. But look in the Word of God. There is no other God but Jesus. But look at Mary Magdalene's her disappointment. She was like really, really, really upset. Look at verse 10. The disciples went away again to their own house. That's deep. They were perplexed. Say, look here. I don't know where he is. I might as well go home and watch a football game. I don't have no clue. If he ain't in this tomb, I don't know where he is. Don't look like he ain't nobody tomb. The way things look here, it looks like he up for good. Look at verse 11. But Mary stood without at the grave at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre. And see if two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, woman, why weepest thou? See, the angels understood. They said, Mary, why are you crying? Why are you crying? Because if you knew where he really was. She said unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. I said, wait a minute. Why didn't God just tell the angels, say, Mary? Don't you remember what he said to you? Look at verse 14. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. Sometimes you could be so upset, so messed up, so much, so many tears in your eyes, that when your answer to your blessing comes, you might not even know it. She was so convinced that somebody moved his body that she's standing there weeping and Jesus showed up. Sometimes we get so good at acting out and acting up and making like we ain't got nothing. Jesus showed up. We don't even know he showed up. We're so busy crying and weeping, going through our temper tantrum, getting what we want. We know how to do that. Crying, looking mad, mouth all stuck out. She didn't know it was Jesus. And it lets you know that if you seek him with all your heart, he'll show up. Jesus saying, a woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She supposed him to be the gardener. Then I said, let me give Mary some credit. Maybe he looked different. If you've been beat up and killed and gave up your life and got up, you might look different. Oh, my God. Anybody here that messed up and Jesus stopped by? And when you got up, you looked. She said to Jesus, she didn't know it was him, sir, if thou hast borne him hence, if you moved his body, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Because you don't know what that man did for me. You don't know. I'm ready. I'm talking for Mary now. Mary was a sister. I made that up. But very well could be. She said, look, where is my Jesus? I didn't get up early this morning with all these spices to anoint his body to come here to find the stone rolled away and the tomb empty. Now, you know, I'm here crying. You know, I got my Easter dress on. And I'm running out of patience. Where is my Jesus? Tell me where thou hast laid him. As a matter of fact, I'll take him away. You ain't got to work no more today. Tell your boss that a lady named Mary that knew Jesus took his body. Because you don't know what he's done for me. That's what I tell folks sometimes. Somebody was telling me this morning, said, you know, you don't know why I was shouting, but let me tell you. Sometimes you don't know why people break out of the praise. You don't know why they're shouting and screaming and crying. You don't understand what they've been through. But if you read about Mary Magdalene and what Jesus did for her, you understand why she's looking for him. Some of you and I have been in some tough spots. And Jesus got us out of those spots. And when you get in the worship service, you go your worship experience, sometimes God begins to remind you about the things you've been through. And what he's carried you through. And you can't help yourself. Sometimes you want to say, excuse me for a minute. But you can't even get a chance to say that before something hits you. You start shouting. Folks looking all at you. Say, you don't know the cause. Well, they are. You don't know the cause of my prayer. You don't know what I've been. I don't look like what I've been through. But sometimes it shows. Can't go on. And sometimes the show must go on. What I like about Mary in verse 16, when she heard his voice. Anybody know the voice of Jesus? Hey, well, you gotta be real careful when you talk about God told me to do something. So, do you know the voice of Jesus? Sometimes it's us. It just sounds good when you add God on it. Anybody ever tried that before? Come on. No, you gotta raise your hand. I'll raise mine. I'll be the guinea pig for this little message today. Sometimes when you want to do something and you add God to it, it sounds good. God led me to do this. Everybody ears perk up. Oh, I'm the kind of person. Oh, he did. All right. You say God led you. All right. All right. Jesus saying to her, Mary,
She turned herself and saved unto Rabboni, which is the same master. As soon as he spoke her name, has God ever spoken your name? And you stop dead in your track. You get ready. You're not like Mary. You're not looking for. You get ready to go do something big. You get ready to go do something you ain't supposed to be doing. You ready to go get involved in something you shouldn't get involved in. And God called your name. And you, whoa. And he called your name in such a way you say, Lord, you know what? You got up for me, didn't you? You died for me and resurrected for me. Look at verse 17. Jesus said unto her, touch me not. For I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and to your God. So now she's found this missing body. First, she's getting ready to file a report. She's getting ready to go down to the district. God. She's getting ready to file a report, a missing person's report. She said, I know he should be in the tomb because I saw him. They crucified him. They messed him up. They beat him. But he was still so powerful over death that he gave up his life before the time that he should die by crucifixion. He had this thing under control. But I saw, I got some witnesses. I saw them put him in the tomb. I saw him. I saw him when they rolled the stone on there. But when Jesus called her name, she said, missing body found. He said, go tell my disciples. She went and told them, I've seen the Lord. I know they thought she was crazy. She said, we were just at the gravesite. Anybody do that to you? You should have waited. You shouldn't have ran away so soon. Then she was just with them and with nobody in the tomb. Now the disciples say, all right, right. Okay, Mary. All right, Mary. I thought you was off that stuff. How come you could see him and we could? We all looked in there. See, sometimes you got to wait. You can't always be in a hurry. Just because you didn't see him at the first time you prayed your prayer, don't be. Sometimes you got to wait around sometimes. Sometimes you got to tarry. You can't always be in a hurry when you're looking for Jesus. Because he might not show up then, but he could show up later. And if you're used to him showing up in your life, then don't get discouraged. Mary said, you don't know what he did for me. Understand, Mary had all these demons and stuff in her, and Jesus cast out all that stuff. What has he done for you? I have profound respect for Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of Jesus, and all the other women, and all the disciples. They weren't understanding about that empty tomb thing. It hadn't been revealed to them yet. But if they were living today, I would have to let them know from looking at this side of the crucifixion and the resurrection that I'm so glad that they did not find Jesus' body in the grave on Easter Resurrection Sunday. I've never been so glad for people not to find somebody's body. I'm glad they couldn't find it. For if they had found him, if they had found Jesus in the grave, then everything that we're preaching, teaching, singing, praying would all be for naught. But this is one of those shows that can't go on without Jesus. Had Jesus not resurrected, our very lives would be in total chaos. It wouldn't be a life at all. I suggest the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 15 says that if Christianity was a show, that it could not go on. Turn to 1 Corinthians 15 with me. If Christianity was a show, this show could not go on without Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 12 says, now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? Listen to this. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching in vain? and your faith is also in vain, yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised? And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain, and are you yet in your sin? Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. If Jesus had not gotten up. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. That's powerful. Paul says, if Jesus didn't get up, we're still in our mess. If Jesus didn't get up, there would be no Easter, there'd be no Resurrection Sunday, there'd be no clothes, there'd be no Easter parade, there'd be no Easter egg hunt, there'd be nothing. If Jesus had not resurrected, Christianity would not be. I praise God for Palm Sunday. I praise God for Holy Passion Week. I praise God for Good Friday. But all that would have been for nothing. Without Resurrection Sunday. Without the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we would be a people most miserable and not saved but lost without any hope. But because of Jesus, whatever he came to do, whatever he promised, because of his finished work on Calvary and his resurrection, this show will go on. What show are you talking about? The show in your life. God's trying to do something in your life. And if you got Jesus, the show will go on. But if you don't have him, the show can't go on. Because the kind of things that Jesus wants to do in your life can only be done by him. He's not going to send a substitute. When he sent the Holy Spirit, he said, I'm sending one just like me. Luke 1:45 says this to Mary. Y'all talking about a show? Let me talk to you about performance. Look at 145. Luke 145 talks about Mary. And he says to her, you know, there shall be a performance. Verse 45 says, and blessed is she that believed. That she could be you, could be me. For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And guess what Mary said? My soul doth magnify the Lord. In other words, Mary said, let the show begin. The show shall go on. There shall be a performance of those things. I said, that's all right. Because when you go to a performance, it can be act one, act two, act... Mary said, here I am, Jesus. My soul doth magnify the Lord. There shall be a performance of these things. Mary said, okay, I got it. Let the show go on. But Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. God has a plan for your life. But the show can't come to your town because you're not ready to receive it. The show can't come to your town because you don't have the proper cast in place. God's making a casting call on your life. Said, I'm trying to do a performance of those things that I promised you in my word, but you don't have the right people in the cast. I said, Jesus, who do you want to? He said, I'm trying to play myself. I don't want nobody to play my part in your life. I want the thing to say, Jesus played by Jesus. I don't want, you know, all the credits to be rolling. Jesus played by somebody else. Oh, my God. I want to play my own part. Can't nobody play me? Can't nobody do you like I can do you? I'm Alpha and Omega in the beginning. This show will go on if you let me play my part. There shall be a performance of these things. So whatever God promised you, whatever God told you, your show will go on. if you let the resurrected Savior in your life. That's what Easter is all about. Easter is all about, do you want the show to go on in your life? Do you want Jesus to work things out for you? Because without Him, the show can't go on. Paul said, if faith, salvation is a show, you can't get it done without Jesus. Anybody want Jesus to work in their lives? Can anybody use Jesus to make a way out of no way? Can anybody use Jesus to touch their body? Can anybody use Jesus to touch their marriage? Can anybody use Jesus to touch their children? The show must go on. But some shows can't go on because we're trying to put everybody else in Jesus' place. And Jesus says, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But every time I try to play my part in your life, you got to do this and you got to do that. And you got this one with you. You got that one with you. You drinking this. You snorting this. You going here. And you, I just want to play my part. I have a right to play my part. I died for you. I shed my blood for you. I got up for you. Now, if you don't want me in your show, stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Stop casting me in and casting me out. Stop trying to replace me with other people and other things. I don't roll like that. I got a show. I got a show to perform in you. I got performance of these things. And I got to do this. And it's all connected. I used to think I would run into church and get my blessing and run out. God said, no, it's connected. You got to stay there to get the rest. Oh, glory be to God. God said, just stay, hang in there. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's what I like about Mary. Mary hung around long enough to find Jesus. Anybody here willing to hang around long enough? And let me tell you something. In order to find Jesus, you got to go through some stuff. None of our churches are perfect. Sometimes you got to go and you got to get make sure the rock is out the way. You got to get somebody to roll all the rocks away so you can see Jesus. Amen. Sometimes you got to get through the singing. You got to get through the praying. You got to get through all the stuff we do. But just hang in there. Don't leave. Because you're in the right place to get your prayers answered. You're in the right place to get your Savior. You're in the right place to get mercy and to get grace. But the show can't go on in your life if Jesus is not the center of your joy. I wish I had a witness here today. I know it's Easter. I know it's high. I know. There shall be a performance of those things. Some shows can go on without people. But this show in your life can't. It can't go on. It cannot go on without. The challenge today is, do you want the show to go on with Jesus in your life? Up from the grave, yeah, he arose. Yeah, I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. But what good is that if I can't get it, if he can't get it on the show? He wants to show you how great he is. He wants to show you how much he loves you. He wants to show his grace and his mercy. He wants to show you how powerful he is. He said he can give you power to tear down the strongholds in your life. Do you want the show to go on in your life? Think about that before we open the doors of the church. Think about that. Where are you? 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 Where is Jesus in your life? Is he the main star? Is he the main character? Or is he your supporting actor? I got this, Pastor. I got this. And when I need a supporting actor, I'll call him. I don't think Jesus wanted to be the supporting actor. He wanted to be the main one in your life. And that's our message for you today. The show can't go on without Jesus.
If salvation is a show, it can't go on without Jesus.
Well, okay, I got that. I understand that, preacher. How do I get him?
You accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior into your life. Say, I believe, God, I believe you sent Jesus to die on the cross for me. I believe he got up on the third day on this Sunday, Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, with all power in his hands. Therefore, I come to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'm now saved. And then you can turn around and say, let the show begin. Y'all never heard that before, huh? Y'all look like strange. Y'all never heard that, let the show begin? You never heard it? You never been to the circus? Well, this ain't no circus. This is real life. You never heard nobody say, let the show begin? No, you never heard that before? Hey, thank you. Is God performing anything in anybody's life in here? Anybody got to praise for the Lord? Anybody got to shout? Even if you're going through something. Somebody be like, Mary, I know where I last saw him. I can't find him right now, but guess what? I ain't going nowhere. Mary didn't say this, but a dead missing Jesus is better than no Jesus at all. Sometimes you just got to stay there. You got to remain there. Don't move until God responds, until he calls your name. And you turn around and say, Rabboni, Master. And what I like about Jesus, he don't go around talking about, oh, you don't remember what I did for you? You ever have a friend like that? They start throwing stuff back. Not Jesus. He said, I came to do that for you. I came to bless you. I came to deliver you. I came that you might have life. I came to heal you. I came to pull you away from this. I came to pull you away from that. I came to sanctify you. I came to save you. Let us all stand. If you want the show to go on in your life, and if you want Jesus to be the starring actor, because he's able. Mary found him for you. He wasn't dead, he's yet living. He's a resurrected Savior. So on today, I need you to listen very, very carefully. It is very important that you have a church home. But right now, I'm talking about salvation. Accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we're talking about not leaving here lost. So we open the doors of God's house. If Jesus Christ is not your Lord and Savior, and you heard the word of God, and you believe he's the resurrected one that got up for you to save you from eternal damnation to eternal life, if you believe and understand that, and you want God's performance in your life, you want God's show to begin in your life, I need you to be bold enough in the name of Jesus to step out in the aisles and walk.